Today on A Moment of Science, we're reporting from the top of a skyscraper in an attempt to leave behind those pesky houseflies. Uh-oh, what's that? Jeez, I just don't understand it, Yael. Here we are, over 1,000 feet up, and we still need to bring a fly swatter.
Well, it is a pretty warm day out, Don.
So, what does the weather have to do with anything?
Well, most insects can fly as long as they're in air that's about 50 degrees Fahrenheit or warmer. So if air temperature at ground level is about 70 degrees, insects have about 3,600 feet before they hit the ceiling, so to speak, and it's too cold. On 90-degree days, that border is at about 6,000 feet.
So there's no getting away from them, huh?
Nope. In fact, insects will seek out their ideal temperature for flying. If they reach a height where it's too cold for them to fly, they simply fold their wings in and drop until they reach a more comfortable cruising altitude. And here's another interesting tidbit. Insects that migrate long distances hitch rides on the fast winds that move in front of storm fronts and then glide along, which ends up being more energy efficient than flapping their wings. And air moves fastest at about 2.5 times the height of the largest obstruction around. So if we're on a 1,000-foot skyscraper, the fastest air is moving above us at about 2,500 feet.
So you mean there are insects zooming over our heads as we speak? Ugh.
Oh, Don, get over it. This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Danit Brown, with help from Henry Prang in the Medical Sciences Program. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.